It's that time again!
You've now entered the No Sales Zone.
No Sales Zone.
With Chris Fretz,
the plumbing sales coach,
peels back the curtain of what sales really is.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
And get ready to learn how to increase ticket average by providing better service. And now.
Now.
Are you ready?
Your host.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome
CF,
the plumbing sales coach.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back. Tonight we are talking about something so important, something that costs us so much money. It keeps us from sales. It affects the way we price things. It affects the way we go about things. It literally affects the day-to-day and minute-to-minute and moment-to-moment decisions. And it's something that's killing us. We're going to talk about that. Also, we're talking about our giveaway. Of course, we got a giveaway going on. We got a couple of giveaways. Number one, we got a giveaway for your shop. One for your shop, for your company that you work for. Whether you own the company or you represent the company because you're a plumber or you're a CSR, we're doing a giveaway for tools, for things that can help your shop do better. Help your shop give the customer a better experience. This is my way of giving back to you. All you got to do is simply say what your position is and what shop you represent, what company you are with. Let us know who you represent and where you guys are at. Be proud. Let us know. Who do we got in the house? We got Frankie Lamelli. He says, what up, CF? Good to see you, my boy in the house. And of course, Charlie B is always good to see you as well. A little bit of fun there. I used to always mess that name up. And I'm glad that I got that corrected before I met him in person. He's a golfer, but more importantly, he's got big forearms, folks. And I don't want to get knocked out. Randall Gilmore in the house. Good to see you. Says, hi, Chris. Hi, April. He's saying hi to my wife. And he typed ebook. For those that want the ebook, all you got to do is type ebook into the comments. You'll get a message from Messenger. Then you respond to that messenger with your email address. And we will email you our ebook. It's an e-commerce book. It's basically an electronic digital version. And the book really covers three major things you got to know. Three lies that you're being told as a business owner, as a sales rep, really meant more for the business owner and how to really keep from making the same common mistakes that everyone's making. That's what the book's all about. The three big lies: you don't need better guys, you don't need more, and you don't need better customers. You just need to do more with it. That's what the book covers. In fact, in the ebook, if you go through it, not only tells you some of the answers, but it links you back to old shows in which we talk about these things. And literally, it's not one of those ebooks that kind of just makes the question even bigger. It literally answers the questions and gives you what you need. Type ebook into the comments and you'll get that ebook. Also, if you just want more information about how to get subscribed to the show, you're like, man, I never get these alerts. I never know when the show's going live. Type subscribe into the comments. Type the word subscribe right now. You'll get another message from Messenger, a different message from Messenger. It's actually from Facebook verifying that you're a human. Once you complete that process, you will be subscribed to the show. You'll get alerts and more about the giveaways and the shows that we're doing. Robert Barnes says, hey, what's up, everyone? Good to see you. TJ Hodge in the house. Always good to see you, sir, with Shaw Plumbing. And Ed Gregory, Bob Kellogg. Good to see both of you guys. My boy, Bob Kellogg in the house. He says, life is great. Get it, Kellogg's? All right. Anyways, Tony the Tiger. My man, Tom Shell. Doc Shell, just saw that you went for another checkup on your cancer checkups. Great to hear that you are cancer-free, my man. Beat cancer twice. Talk about a champion. Brandon Redmond, and really quick about Tom Shell, what a great attitude he's had through that whole process. Really an example to others on attitude equals altitude, and his company's growing, and he's got all the reasons to say why he doesn't have time, and he's got all the reasons to say why it's not going to work, but yet he is growing his company. He's doing big things. I love to see it. Again, put your company name in, the company you're with, and what your position is. We'll get you entered into that $25 Visa gift card giveaway for the company. Now, personally, if you want to win a $25 Visa gift card, if you're like, I want to win one for me so I can go buy Hardee's, so I can buy some Monsters, so I can go buy whatever you need to go buy, because it's a Visa gift card. It literally works just about anywhere. Type really nothing. Wait. We're going to do the comment of the night. Comment of the night. So as the comments go, our producer will pick a random comment. The comment that adds the most value to the show, you're going to win a $25 Visa gift card directly to you. It says, what up, Mr. CF? Charlie, you'd be proud of me, bro. I got... now don't judge me here, but I got an unlimited pass, a platinum membership for me and all the guys that work for me for the company and to Topgolf. And so I've been getting better in my game at Topgolf. So, I may not be able to golf on the course with you, brother, but I can probably hang with you in a quick nine version of novice Topgolf. That's what for those Topgolfers out there, you know, the game I'm talking about. Christopher Bell in the house. Good to see you. George Soder, good to see you as well, my uncle. Pro Plumber SoCal CEO Frankie says they're now in the drawing. Peach Plumbing Atlanta, Georgia Service Plumber, they're in the drawing. Yo from North Carolina, Brandon Redmond, good to see you. Live in the house, Terry Kennedy. That's a guy we don't see make the show live very often. He's in the trainings. Great, great to see you as well. And so much to get into tonight. Ryan Matthews, David Crow, Kim Bickle. Good to see all of you guys on the show. Tonight we're going to be talking about something so important. Kim, actually really good to see Kim Bickle. That's a blast from the past. That's another person from my past that actually understands this idea of service. He's been involved with so many different things, and he's interacted with community people and, just really understands this idea of relationship. And George says he's in Kanab again. So he's, oh, he's in Kanab out there fighting wildfires. I love that. He says, yo, my guy plumbing. So you guys are in the drawing as well. Jacob Lake, he says Jacob's Lake is on fire. Man, a lot of fires. Guy basically works on helicopters flying around fighting wildfires. All right, tonight we're talking about this idea of what's costing your business tons of money. What's costing you making the decisions that you don't need to be making? Now, as a sales rep who's on commission out in the field, as a technician, as a plumbing service plumber, this affects you. As a owner, this affects you. As a service manager, general manager, this affects you. As even a CSR, maybe you CSRs out there watching tonight are gonna go, this affects me the most. I totally get it. And the word is efficiency. The word is efficiency. Efficiency is killing our business, or lack thereof of efficiency. And what happens is, we start to get comfortable with getting no's. We get comfortable with the customer only taking the first option. And what happens there is, we start stacking up the calls on the board because we got to make more money because we're not maximizing our calls. And the efficiency goes by the wayside, because what then happens is we actually sell a call, or we do the call the right way. We turn it into a big call. Now we've got all these calls stacked on the board and we don't know what to do with them. Or we start planning on failing, and so we've got to charge every single penny, every single dollar we can for every single nut, every single bolt, every single washer, every single piece of PVC plastic, every single piece of copper. We've got to charge for that now because we're losing out on efficiency. And what you find is, that you're, when you do it that way, you're literally planning to fail. You're living in scarcity. You're literally planning on not succeeding. It's this idea that we're going to fail, so let's plan on it, and so let's build our systems around that. And I'm going to tell you right now, that won't work. It will work in a broken model for a while. But all it really does is make the broken model go faster. It's like a car that's out of alignment, and so you step on the gas pedal to get it back in alignment, and that is not going to fix anything. It's not going to fix anything. Sometimes you got to stop, take it, and put it up on the rack and get it realigned. And the same is true with your business. The same is true with your sales process. The same is the way that you go about each call. You know, if you're a technician out there right now and you run back-to-back zero calls or back-to-back quote onlys, you know, look, first of all, no one's looking for a quote. Everyone says, I'm just looking for a quote, because that's how they negotiate. That's how they go about saying, I don't want to be pinned into a corner and forced to buy something. But the reality is, most people are not just looking for a quote. You've got a few bathroom remodels out there that people are wanting to upgrade. Maybe someone's considering a tankless and their tank isn't failed yet. But for the most part, Bob says, we can so relate to stacking calls the way that we used to do. I just came back from his shop, totally gets it. And they're running a new way. Bob, let us know if that new way is working. Is your life better? You know, what's funny is that when we add all these calls onto the day, what we do is we create more busy work. We're not creating more revenue. We're creating some revenue, but it's not profitable revenue. It's kind of like people always say, we've run 10 less calls last week, yet more revenue. My man, it doesn't mathematically make sense, but it mathematically makes sense. And if you run my system, you know what I'm talking about. And this idea that we create all this busy work, it's not profitable revenue that we're generating when we stack all these calls like we do, when we run 5 and 6 calls a day per tech. Because what happens, it's kind of like oxygen. Okay, cash flow to a business is oxygen, but the oxygen's got to have the appropriate oxygen level. And so you can't run just maximum calls, $200, $300 calls all day long, 6 calls a day, and expect to be profitable, because the amount of lost efficiency, and what you're really doing is you're keeping your customers from saying yes to the bigger tickets, because they're priced out of this world. Bob says it's much more fun and relaxing. Yeah, we're not slaves to the business. We're not employees. We're not creating a really busy job for ourselves. Summer's Plumbing and Heating and Cooling of Brownsburg, It says Indiana Service Plumber. I did some consulting way back in the day for 1-800 Water Damage, which was located right next to the old Summers building. Steve Lyons, the owner, or used to own it. I'm not sure if he still owns it. Big Summers is a big company out here in Indiana. For those that don't know their story, you should check it out. They blew up big. They understood the idea of branding. They wrapped their trucks in a truck that you could see for miles away. Everybody knew the name. They had yard signs that they threw up and just kapow, blew up. Big company. Good to see you on the show. Great to have you, sir. Ryan says, are you looking for a quote or can you do the job today? I don't want to quote. My business model does not work well like that. Absolutely. We can't go to the house multiple times. It's cheaper for us. Travis says, now employee owned. That's awesome. That's awesome, man. And that's a great place to be. And this Ryan's talking about this idea. You can't run from call to call to call and then go back because the efficiency model gets broken even more. Remember, we're doing a couple contests really quick. We're doing number one, name of your company. Company that wins gets a gift card for that company. If your company wins, you're representing your company, just let the owner know, let the manager know, let somebody know to email info@theplumbingsalescoach. I'll give instructions again here in a little bit. info@theplumbingsalescoach.com, and we'll get you guys a gift card to the shop, and they can give that out however they see fit. If you are the comment of the night, meaning you added the most value to the show with your comment, then you're going to get a gift card sent directly to you that you can use on pretty much anything, anywhere Visa is taken. So this idea of running less calls but making more money, well, it's because we can do more with the call. We can actually service the customer. We can take care of them. We can provide them an experience. And that's what the customer is really after. We talk about this all the time on the show, but this efficiency thing is killing us. La Casa Plumbing in the house. Good to see you, brother. Carmen. Carmen La Casa. I love saying that name. So look, this idea tonight, we're talking about efficiency is the number one killer. If we're not efficient in our business, now all of a sudden we got to charge more. We price ourselves out of things. We start costing ourselves more money. And I remember one of my favorite discounts to give to customers used to be what I would call the duplicate labor discount. It was this idea that if I was going to drain your water heater down and replace the water heater, I might as well just go ahead and put a new shutoff in. And it's not going to take me as long to do that shutoff as if I had to do that shutoff and I wasn't doing the water heater. Because then I've got to drain the system down twice. If I'm doing one shutoff, if I'm doing one stop underneath the sink, I can do two stops underneath the sink. It doesn't take me double the amount of time. It's called duplicate labor, the idea that, hey, look, I'm going to save some efficiency here. This is where we can start winning in our tickets. This is where we can start seeing customers get excited about their purchase and really invest a lot more into their plumbing, allowing you to invest more into their plumbing, making them a longer-term customer because their problem's going to be solved for longer. They're going to have a better experience. They're going to get more for their money. They're going to leave you a better review. These are how you stack it up. Christopher Cook says, All Hours Plumbing. Says, I like that duplicate labor discount. Carmen says, What about when you go to a home at 3 p.m. and sell an 8K repipe? You're not doing that day. You're coming back. Absolutely right. However, I would start making preparations. I would start investing into that job the same day at 3 p.m. Because here's what happens. The second you start starting the work and you start getting into it, the customer stops thinking about it. They've moved on. You come back the next day, you finish up the work. If you put that off, and I remember this when I was in, back in the day, I remember my neighbor used to come, you know, my neighborhood was really, like every house was stacked on top of each other. We all lived and we all knew each other. People would buy new cars and stuff like that. And I saw this phenomenon that when someone is test driving a car and they're considering buying a car, as a neighbor, as a friend, as a family member, as a consultant, whoever, you can talk them out of that purchase. But if they've already signed the paperwork, they're so busy selling you on why they got a good deal and why they bought the car, you can't talk them out of it. And when you start the work, something happens in their mentality of the customer's mind in the process of the work to where everyone's pot committed. Everyone's pot committed. Think about the idea of poker. When people are pot committed, they won't stop betting. They'll stay in the pot. That's what you need to do. You need the customer to feel like, okay, we're in the job, we're started, we're in there. So that's why, Carmen, I would start the work on some level. Now, I wouldn't put the customer without water. I wouldn't do anything to cost the customer annoyance. Maybe it's just simply as getting prepped and getting set up, but I would definitely not just walk away with a signature and come back the next day. I would do something to get lined up. Bob says, Carmen, we do a little work that day. I remember I used to go out and sell in front of guys at times. I would go from house to house and sell in front of guys, and I would drain the water heater and cut it out. And then when the guy showed up, he just had to finish the install. That way, when I was gone, the customer wouldn't change their mind. Yeah, and he says, when you slow the calls down, your last call coming in earlier in the afternoon, like 1 to 2 at the latest. Yeah, when you start really maximizing these calls, Carmen, you can. You start running 1 to 2, maybe 3 calls a day on a, you know, for one tech that day because he missed on a couple. But really, you know, you're doing that morning call and that afternoon call. You know, it's slowing the play down. It's a game of baseball. It's not a game of basketball, and it's not a game of football where there's some sort of time limit we're going to run out of time. We slow down. We only get 2 calls. We get 2 pitches. Okay, I'm not going to swing my bat till I'm ready for that pitch. Oh, that's great. We fixed a small copper leak, sold the repipe, came back this week to finish. Yeah, because if you go out to sell the repipe, there is something else you're probably dealing with. You could do a minor repair to get them by for the night. Whatever it is, that's a great one. And then you can, like, especially, here's another little value stack that you guys can always do. Let's say you go on a call, and the customer has a minor leak or whatever, and you fix the issue, and you say, look, we can repipe it, and they think about it, and you can say, look, you make the decision, you know, look, I offered you a repipe as option 3, you didn't want to do that, you just want to do the minor repair, I'm all done, everything's great. If you change your mind, I'll apply the work we did today towards the total repipe. People love that. It'll get people to change their minds sometimes. Focus on the quality of the calls, not the quantity. Quality over quantity. You're providing service. If you want to do quantity, that's the carnival. Okay, let's get as many people through the rides. Let's sell as many candy apples as possible. Let's dip as many fries into this old grease as possible. It's probably really not much different at Disneyland, actually. I was just about to say, Disneyland's so much better. It just feels different. It feels better. It's all about the experience. It's more expensive. But there's a reality that I'm talking to my producer. He was kind of laughing as I was, and I was laughing as I was thinking about them. I'm not sure you're getting better. No, but in all seriousness, it is. It's a different experience. And we use that example all the time on this show. The difference between Disneyland and a carnival. You know, if I walk up to the carnival and I'm like, how much? And they're like, $100. You're out of business. No one's gonna spend $100 on unlimited rides at the carnival. But they spend $100 for unlimited rides at Disneyland, and the lines are 4 hours long. You can really only ride like 4 rides. You have to buy a 5-day pass. And then you have, because you're staying there for 5 days, you have to stay somewhere to sleep at night. Well, you got to stay somewhere close. So you stay at their resort. There's another $200 to $500 to $5 million a night. Then you got to eat. Well, we're staying at the resort. We're going to the park. You don't want to go too far. So now we're going to eat. So now it's another $25 a fry. So this stuff starts to add up. And we don't come back talking about their burgers and fries being super expensive. We talk about the great time we had. Right? It's the experience. On that one ride that we waited in line for 4 hours and it was 93 degrees in Florida, and if it's not Florida, it's Southern California. And if you've ever been to Disneyland in Southern California, they have a really good ability of making sure they get as many people into the sun as possible and then stop the line and halt you there. They put shade, like the line is 3 miles long and there's shade for 1/10 of a mile of it. And now that I think of that, I'm gonna go off on a tangent here. I went to Topgolf the other day. I just gotta tell you something. You guys are doing this in the homes. We're giving our customers an experience. But I go to Topgolf the other day and I'm there and the guy goes, hey, look, I'm gonna go get you guys a drink, but I wanna make sure I give everyone else's orders too, because it's 1/10 of a mile to the drink station. And I'm like, don't get me a drink. Never mind. I don't want you to walk, sir. I don't want you to do your job. He also said that he doesn't want to. He has to walk all the way downstairs to get a new battery for his tablet. So he tries to only turn it on when he needs to. I'm like, what is going on? I can't wait to spend my money here. I'm excited. I want one of everything, please. What did he say? He says, since I've been watching you, my sales have doubled. Thank you, sir. You're welcome. Carmen says, I've only been in business for a year, so I take everything that comes in because I don't want to lose any. With the repipes, I opened the walls and did get prepped and took a nice deposit. Yeah, that's great. It's genius. He says, is that still wrong? No, that's perfect. That's perfect. Because you started a little bit on the work. You got the commitment. You got the deposit. Customer can now mentally move on. You know, it's not about the money. Remember, it's always about the service. Think about from the customer side. They don't have to sit there and go another night of like, I think I made a good decision. Now they're in. They made their deposit. They commit. They signed the paper. They can move on. They can move on to their next problem, right? We all got more problems. Bob says, Carmen, that's the perfect way to do it. Absolutely. Bob says, it's an adjustment to trust the process. I bet it's scary, Bob. I bet I come into your shop and I say, okay, first thing we're going to do to increase profits and make more money and to be able to do more things is we're going to cut your call volume. It's like, what? No. Trust me on this, guys. Look here. Listen, the way to make more money is to do less. No, it's just trust me. Nope. Just run into the brick wall, Bob. He's like, no, I don't want to run into the brick wall. It's going to hurt. No, it doesn't. This brick wall doesn't hurt. It actually probably does hurt a little. But it's worth it. Because on the other side of that is the business model that you want. For the technician out there listening, it's what you want. You don't want to go to 8 calls a day. You don't want to run from house to house to house, having to deal with each and every different personality type. You know, you run to 4 calls a day, you have 4 chances to deal with an angry person. You run to 1 call, make a great relationship, you don't got to deal with angry people today. He says, OMG, you definitely scared us. But you're right. Yeah, because there's just a reality that all money isn't good money. I learned that early in business. All money isn't good money. Some money will actually keep you from money. It gets complicated when you really dive into it, but if you just simplify things for just a moment and you think about how you're spending your time and what you envisioned when you started your business or when you're running your calls and how much of that time is being a value exchange for the customer and they're paying for it versus a value exchange for the customer and they're not paying for it. And so are we just running through the home? We're spending 2 hours on every call and they're not paying for a lot, but they're paying a lot. They're not getting a lot. You know, they're spending $250 to $300. The average call, the average ticket across the U.S. for most companies on average is around $300 a ticket. Now, this is basically if 20 people call your office and want you to come out and do work, how many of those 20 calls, how many of those converted into tickets? Then you add in the callbacks because the fact is if it took you 2 times to get it right, that's going to count against you. So what's your ticket average, your opportunity average? Now, I'm not talking about job average, meaning we had 10 jobs and those were, you know, $10,000. But if you had to take 50 calls to get those 10 jobs, that's not a very good average. So what's that average? If it's around $300 a ticket, think about this. Your customers are probably spending $300 and a lot of that $300 is going into operating costs, job costing, meaning the time that you drive out to the job, the wasted time for the phone, all these overhead things you got to pay for. So if the customer's paying $300 and all they're getting is a little bit of work out of you, what if they spent $1,500 and got tons of work out of you, or $2,000 and got even more, or $3,000 and got even more? And the point I'm making is this. If I'm going to go to a home and charge someone $250 or $200 and just replace their fill valve, over the course of 3 toilets, I'm going to have charged them $750. I'm going to have been to their house 3 different times, probably a total of, you know, they've got a 2-hour window that they got to be home for and wait for you to show up and all these things. So we're eating up their day definitely over and over and over again. So they're not getting a lot for their $750. They're walking away with $20 parts per toilet when you really could have sold them 3 toilets in one visit, probably for $1,800 or $1,500. And they would have got way more for their money, way more. And they would have did it in one visit. And you'd only been there for 3 or 4 hours doing 3 toilets instead of driving out to their house 3 or 4 times just to do a fill valve. Probably it's got the same amount of time, maybe even more on the fill valves invested in it than you do on the toilets, and the customer's getting less for their money. It's kind of like if I sold you an 8-ounce can for $800, that's $100 an ounce. Or I could sell you a 12-ounce can for $900. Yeah, the 12-ounce can is $100 more, but per ounce, it's a better deal. And for your customer, they need to be given that choice. I wouldn't like it very much if I went to Walmart and they're like, well, you get the 8-pack. And I'm like, well, how much is the 24-pack? No, you get the 8-pack. Well, I want to know how much the 24, you get the 8-pack. Like, what? Someone else walks in and you get the 24-pack. Why? Because you drove up in a nicer vehicle. What? That doesn't seem right. You got to give your customer options. All right, let's take a look at tonight's comments. We got to pick a couple of winners. We got to go through. I'll tell you what. You pick the winner for the comment of the night. I'll pick the winner for the shot. Okay? All right, you're going to go through. We're going to do the winner of the night for the comment of the night. My boy over here on the side, Elliot Gilmore, our producer, is going to pick that. I'm going to pick the winner for the shop. Let's see. All right, I've got one right here. We're going to go, you know, guys, I'm going to go a little nostalgia on this one. Sorry, I'm going to go back to my hometown roots. I don't normally do this, and I don't know this gentleman, but Travis Dodson from Summers Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Sir, if you are still watching the show, make sure that you email in to info@theplumbingsalescoach. Have your owner or manager do that. Let them know you were watching the show. You want a $25 Visa gift card for the shop to be given away. When they identify themselves, we'll get that email exchange, and we'll get you guys your gift card. That's the first giveaway that we're doing. And typically, if you guys can get that done, we get that gift card sent to you immediately as soon as you email in. The second winner of the night, he says, that's my goal for sure. Once you have commitment from a customer, you have their trust. That's perfect. Robert Avila says, once you have a commitment from a customer, you have their trust that they can move on with their life. Now it's time to follow through with your craft skills to deliver. 100% great. That's perfect. Congratulations, Travis. He says, I'm sending you the company email. Thank you, Travis. Travis, let your probably a manager in the shop know, and if they reach out to us, we'll make sure we get them one, and maybe we can get something a little bit special for you. And if you're in the area, Travis, I'm here, right here over on the northeast side. Maybe reach out through Messenger and we'll link up with your shop and get you guys some gear or something. All right, so what do we got? Who do we got? Who do we got? Who do we got? I might be just to see the Broncos. What's that supposed to mean? That was a comment. I missed that comment. There we go. My wife? Okay, here we go. My wife said we need to come visit you because she's a diehard Bronco fan. I'm actually in Indianapolis, and that's hurtful because Denver stole our quarterback. So I'm not sure if Brandon was taking a shot. But Brandon, you won the $25 Visa gift card because our producer thought that was funny. You said that. So you just won the $25 Visa gift card for you personally. All you got to do is email in info@theplumbingsalescoach.com and we will get you that gift card. If you're watching the podcast or if you want to go back and watch the show on COP Podcast, just search for The Plumbing Sales Coach on any one of the top podcasts. You'll find me. We're also on YouTube now. We finally hit 100 subscribers on there, which we haven't really promoted it. We need to promote that. So make sure you check us out on there. Guys, I love you. And as usual, hey, look, we're going to be doing these shows more and more. We're in the new studio. If you guys didn't see the new offices, I put a video out on Facebook a couple days ago. We've got about 8 or 9 offices in here. We've got a studio inside of my office. We're really growing, and we're really helping you guys grow, and we're excited to do it. I'm more excited about your success stories than mine because, honestly, I can't get where I'm trying to get in life unless I try to help you get where you're trying to get. And the reason why I started this thing again was to give Mrs. Jones a better experience. And I can only do that by helping you. Guys, I love you. And as always, remember, serve your communities in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.